Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I have two students. Well, they're not students. They are graduates now of UNCW, Rylan Morsbach and Trey Morehouse. They both just got their degrees from UNCW. Double majors, both of you.
That's right, yeah.
But one of those majors on both of your sides was theater.
Mm-hmm.
So they are staging I Am My Own Wife, which is a fascinating play that won the 2004 Tony for Best Play and the 2004 Pulitzer for Best Drama. We'll be talking about I Am My Own Wife in just a moment. But first, Rylan and Trey, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, what you've been studying in school and what's going on in your lives right now.
Well, I'm Trey here, and I was a theater English double major.
Uh-huh.
So English literature. Main focus was in directing in theater. This is my fourth play that I've directed here in Wilmington, actually. First one-person show. Rylan and I worked together on a show last year, Dog Sees God.
Ooh.
And we were roommates, and we were talking about shows, and this one sort of came up, and now we're doing I Am My Own Wife.
Wonderful. How about you, Rylan?
Well, I'm a theater, or was a theater and creative writing double major with an emphasis in poetry. And I've been in Wilmington for 5 years now, and this is the second one-person show I've done. I did another piece called Scaramouche Jones, which is this sort of strange clown piece. I really enjoyed doing that, and I did that up in Massachusetts, which is where I'm originally from.
Mm-hmm.
So this project came about because I was trying to find something for my honors project, and I thought, well, I'm an actor. I want to do an honors project in theater. So what piece can I do that will have sort of a lot of room for academic research, and this fit the bill? And because I'd done this other one-person show, I thought it made sense to maybe, you know, attempt another one. But I blame Trey because he brought the play to my attention. So
it's all my fault.
Yeah.
Trey, had you seen it ever performed anywhere?
I had not. I'd heard about the play. I'd read about the play. Rylan and I were talking about, you know, a play that he could do for his honors thesis. And I had known he had just done Scaramouche Jones, and we thought, oh, well, what about one-person show? And so we went on Google right away and started Googling things. But then I remembered, oh, you know, what about I Am My Own Wife? You know, I know a lot about that play, and maybe we could check that one out. And I think that night that we talked about, we went to the library in a mad fit. It was probably like midnight or something.
Yeah, it was.
In the rain, and, you know, grabbed the play. I read it in a night and said, Rylan, this is, you know, this is brilliant. You know, I think. I sort of half-jokingly said, if you do it, I have to direct it, you know. Okay. So I slipped under his door, and he read it, and, you know, here we are.
Almost like a year and a half later.
Yeah,
almost.
More than a year, yeah.
Tell us the story of the play. Tell us who it's about.
Well, the play is about Charlotte von Malsdorf, who was an East German transgender woman, a man living as a woman, who was an antiquarian. She collected 19th century antiques and kept them in her Gründerzeit Museum, which Gründerzeit refers to this era in German design and architecture that kind of came about as a result of, I think it was the Franco-Prussian War or something. I'm a little fuzzy on the history. but
you're not a history major.
No, I'm just an actor. But yeah, so she collected these antiques and kept them in her museum, and she managed unbelievably to survive living as a woman through both the Nazi, the Third Reich in Germany, and then the subsequent communist regime of East Germany.
And it's also about Doug Wright, too, the playwright. He has sort of written himself into the play.
Yeah. It's kind of a meta thing.
It is, yeah. I won't give too much away, but some secrets about Charlotte's past sort of come out throughout the progression of the play. And the character Doug presumably sort of intervenes, and so the play's construction becomes a real crux for the plot, too. So it's both about Charlotta and her life and her story, but also it's about Doug struggling with understanding and coming to terms with her life and kind of what it means to him and what it means to his history as a gay man.
Right. What is so compelling about this play, do you think, for both of you and for people that see it and for Doug, perhaps, for the playwright?
Sure. I personally was actually really taken with first by just the style of the play. It has a very lyrical, expressionistic feel to it. And I was really taken with that because it deals with very, very dark subjects. So it delves into kind of the darkest corners of 20th century history, World War II. It touches on even the Holocaust and then, you know, the communist regime and political dissidents and things like that. But it does so in a very beautiful way. It reminds me of A Beautiful Life a bit or a film like that.
Right.
It has just a very beautiful lyrical sense to it that attracted
yes.
me.
If you're just joining us, I'm Jamila Erickson talking with Trey Morehouse, whose voice you just heard, also Ryland Morsbach. Ryland is performing this one-man show directed by Trey. The play is called I Am My Own Wife by Doug Wright. Now, we were talking, Ryland, about what is so compelling about this story and about this play. Let's hear your view on that.
I think for me, it's the fact that Charlotta von Malsdorf is such a marginalized, ostracized personality, and yet there is something so universal about her experience and her personality in that she is, you know, a hero, but also a deeply flawed person, as we, the audience, and Doug Wright, the character in the play, come to realize. So that's just really compelling. You know, I think when you first kind of hear about this play, you think, okay, this is about a German transvestite. How am I going to relate to this? You know, perhaps some people can, but, you know, you'd think the vast majority of the public would have a hard time approaching something so seemingly esoteric. But in fact, when you watch the play, it's really accessible and seems to be moving people. People seem to be responding to it in a very visceral way. So that, to me, is really compelling, that you can have such a kind of a strange story that nevertheless really gets to some core universal experience.
And Charlotta herself was a bit of a celebrity in Germany, you know, and she's a very charming personality. I mean, it's one of those people you just sort of fall in love with sort of instantly, and the play really conveys that. The script itself and also Ryland's performance, the audience will, I mean, you're kind of compelled to fall in love with Charlotta.
I'm thinking just from the little clips that I saw on YouTube and the little bit of research I did before the interview today that, you know, certainly for me as an audience member, I would go there and identify with Charlotta trying to assert her feelings about herself and who she saw herself being in the face of tremendous criticism and even abuse from her father.
Yes.
Which a lot of us have grown up in families where who we were was not acceptable.
Right.
And that might be, like, for me, it wasn't about being transgender. It was about what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah. Right.
Was totally unacceptable to my family. And so you have to go through those difficult obstacles and go over them or around them. In that way, I'm sure the story is universal.
Yeah. And again, without, you know, giving away too much of the plot, it's one of the challenging things about the play is the very conviction that Charlotta has about herself is kind of the natural flip side of what makes her kind of a difficult personality to sort of fathom and deal with, you know, and I feel like that's true of many people. Our virtues are sort of the logical opposite of our flaws.
You know, what's interesting to me also, Ryland and Trey, is just the fact that she survived at that time in Nazi Germany and then under the communist rule, that here was this man living as a woman when so many homosexuals were sent to concentration camps, along with, of course, the millions of Jews and the Roma people, the gypsies, you know, were lots of people that were killed off during the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And how did she survive? So it's a survivor story also.
It's miraculous, you know. I mean, a sort of tag for the play is, you know, Charlotta von Malsdorf, you know, she survived, you know, the Nazis and the communists in a pair of heels.
Yeah.
And she becomes kind of a heroic figure to us, to kind of anyone, really.
Wonderful.
And I mean, and it speaks to her self-reliance. The title of the play, I Am My Own Wife, it refers to her as a self-reliant figure who draws on her own self to sort of build an identity. She doesn't need a sort of another partner to do that for her.
Doesn't that come from someone challenging her and saying, you should get married?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's her mother, asks her at one point, when are you going to get married? And she says, you know, never. I am my own wife or woman, depending on the translation. But wife is catchier. So I think that's what
I
Doug
am
Wright
my own wife. I am my own woman. Yes, yes. Wonderful. The show performs tonight at 8, tomorrow night at 8, and Sunday at 2. There's only 3 performances left at the Red Barn Studio Theater at 3rd and right around Marsteller, right in that area. The tickets are only $12, $10 for students and seniors. Here is the box office phone number for the Red Barn, 762-0955. Again, 762-0955. The play is called I Am My Own Wife by Doug Wright, directed by Trey Morehouse and performed by Rylan Morsbach. Thank you so much. This sounds like a fascinating piece of work that you've taken on.
Thanks, Jamila.
Good being here.
This is WHQR.